This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 542 now. Chilly start down in the 30s. Chilly weekend coming up ahead. Good morning, kids. How'd you do yesterday? What'd you do? Anything exciting? Anybody do any Christmas shopping? Anything like that?
I did.
No.
Did you really?
I went out, did some little price evaluating, I guess you would say.
Trying to figure out whether to order to buy in a store.
Correct. And I went to go look, and I guess it's early enough. She ain't up. Kelsey wants one of those woodwick candles that, you know, does a little crackly thing. Mm-hmm. They are so expensive.
They're pricey.
How long until Chase just learns how to make candles so that he can just make them just crafting away in that second bedroom of yours?
That's right. Make my own soap.
So decide to order it or buy it.
What's wrong? I'll spit that out. What I did is I went by the store because online I could get them for cheaper, but I didn't know what the smell was. So I went by the store and smelled. I just went in to smell them.
She gave you a particular scent.
Wait. So when Dale said, who did Christmas shopping? You were like, I did. But what you really did just went in and sniffed candles and didn't buy anything?
Correct.
That's still shopping.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. It's shopping.
Do stores consider that shopping? If you walk in, touch all their stuff, and leave without buying anything?
Well, there's a difference between shopping and buying. You're shopping, you're looking.
Yeah.
You're buying. He didn't buy because he can get a better deal on the internet on the particular scented candle that he's looking for.
Why are they so expensive?
What is the
candles
scent?
Candles are expensive.
What's the scent you're looking for?
It's called, I took a picture of it. I got smart. I took a picture of it. It is called Crimson Berries.
Just imagine from the clerk's perspective, Chase walks into your store. It's probably super friendly. It's 2 p.m. Why doesn't this man have a job? You know, they don't know that you work mornings and you've already been at work all day.
With this dumb guy in his ECU hoodie.
You just go through, picking up all the candles, smelling them, putting them back.
Have a good day.
Like, thank God he showed up.
Like, what? Our company is saved.
Probably think you just graduated, moved back into your parents' basement. Don't do nothing.
That's right. Free rent.
All right. Lots to get to today. Garth is on the show today.
Ooh. Will it ever end?
Will this never end?
This will never end.
What are you talking about?
You know.
This week.
You don't know what day it is, do you?
No, please. Tell me.
It is Friday morning.
Early Friday morning.
First thing Friday morning.
Hallelujah.
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 Okay, let's get this party started.
Showtime.
Hill Skate Club music there. That is good for Friday. Wow, Wes. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for turning us on today. Garth Brooks is on the show today.
Is he?
I'm talking to him about all kinds of stuff, including Willie Nelson and his big announcement that he's going to stop doing weed.
What's the one thing that you want to know? You've talked to Garth in throughout your radio career a couple times.
You can't get an answer out of the guy about stuff you really want to know, you know, because he deflects.
No, he's not going to deflect my question. I'm going to ask him about food.
He's got a food question for him.
What are you eating right now? Rub it against the phone.
I do have a Christmas movie question for him today.
Okay.
We're going to clear up a little Christmas movie thing here, too. So, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I want to talk about Jon Bon Jovi here for just a second.
Uh-oh.
Here, I have a pseudo relationship with Jon Bon Jovi because I'm old and I've been playing records since I was very young.
Since you were young.
On the radio.
Dale's so old, just to put it in perspective, I asked him what his zodiac sign was, and he said, I used to be this, but the calendar has changed.
True story.
Is so old, he's been around for a zodiac calendar change.
The galaxy's moved.
True story, Amy. All right, well, anyway, you got to love this guy. Now, you will hear stories from people that work in the business, I didn't like working with Jon Bon Jovi, but, you know, he has always been the most gracious, nicest guy every time I've ever talked to him or been around him. And I don't know if you heard this, but I want you to know this, that he's got this foundation. They donated $500,000 to build homes for homeless veterans. It built 77 homes
Good
for these
for
homeless
him.
Veterans. He owns not one. He used to just now. He owns two restaurants.
They just give free food,
that
don't they?
Serve meals to homeless people or people who can't afford food. You just go in and you get your food and you're out. He's built. He's got two of those now.
Were they in big cities?
He does a lot of good stuff. Well, a lot of them are upright. He's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Isn't there something to be said for people who just do things quietly?
Don't say anything about
yeah.
it.
Keanu like we Reeves. Talk about Keanu Reeves. There are a lot of times when like a disaster will happen and celebrity. And I specifically remember it was a Hurricane Sandy. Beyonce puts on a concert in New York because Jersey and New York got hit really hard.
Right.
And she put on a concert and she was like, buy a ticket, your proceeds go. And I'm like, you already have money. Why don't you just donate money?
Yeah.
You and everybody's like, look at what Beyonce's doing. I'm like, no, we did it. It's our money.
Well, John does that a lot. He does a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's done so many cool fan things for fans. Deliver pizza, you know, all this kind of stuff. He'd deliver pizza to a house. Somebody opened the door and John Bon Jovi's got the pizza there. So anyway, I wanted you to know about that homeless vet thing he did. He built 77 houses with that money that he donated. Mm. And he didn't throw a concert and say, buy a ticket. He said, here's my check, you know?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The first responder. Always there. Always ready. When the call for help comes in, they respond.
For First Responder Friday, we are talking to Jasmine, who nominated Brandon Wall from Greensboro Fire Department. What exactly does Brandon do within the Greensboro Fire Department, Jasmine?
So he is a senior firefighter. So he does your basic firefighting, of course, and EMT.
For a firefighter, they are the people running into what everybody else is running out of. I'm assuming because you said you wouldn't want to spend your life with anyone else that Brandon is your husband.
He is boyfriend. We've been together almost 4 years.
So your boyfriend, for you and your family, knowing that Brandon is so willing to put his life on the line day in and day out, what does that mean to you?
There's just a sense of pride, just kind of knowing that he is willing to do for others what some people, you know, don't want to do. And there's just kind of that, the happiness and just seeing him doing every day what he loves to do. There's no better feeling than that.
What do you think makes him love to do that so much? Like, is it something he wanted to do from the time he was a kid or?
I don't know if it was something that he wanted to do as a kid. His dad is also a Greensboro fireman, so it's just something that he kind of grew up with. But he's such a people person, and he's a people pleaser, and he just, you can tell that he absolutely enjoys what he does, and he's kind, he's generous. He was made for it.
We're so honored to be able to thank Brandon today on First Responder Friday. If he's listening right now, Jasmine, what is something that you want him to know?
Well, of course, that I love you and I'm proud of everything that you're doing for the city and for everyone here. And I'm proud of you.
Jasmine, thank you so much for taking the time to nominate Brandon and to chat with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Nominate a first responder now at 931wolfcountry.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 627 and now. Good morning to you. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase here. Using a little holiday music today.
I just had a really good stretch.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Always feels good.
Might as well go home and lay down.
I'm exhausted. 19 days until Christmas. Yeah, how about that, huh? And holiday specials on TV through the weekend. Tonight, Frosty the Snowman at 8 on Freeform.
Aww.
That's that Disney-owned network. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer will be at 8:30 on Freeform. Charlie Brown, you missed that. That was last night.
It should come with a warning for bullying on Rudolph on Charlie Brown because, was it Lucy always moves the football? Spoiler alert.
What?
On Saturday, the 36th annual Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, CBS at 10 in the morning. And on Sunday night at 8 on Hallmark, Christmas at Dollywood.
There it is.
Dolly Parton. Ooh. And then Grounded for Christmas at 8 o'clock on Lifetime. So there's a bunch coming up. That light fight, that great Christmas light fight they do on ABC. There's the first segment of that coming on Monday. They divide that up into segments, and they have the grand finale where they review who's going to win.
Yeah.
It's coming up about a week or so.
Look, this time of the year, it's perfect time for movie specials on Hallmark.
Nintendo has sold over 800,000 Nintendo Switch consoles since Thanksgiving.
Nice. Good Lord.
How much do those sell for? Do you know, Chase?
$299. Not that I was looking.
Does it come with any games?
No.
Not even one?
No, that's not how that works here, sweetie.
Okay.
Oh, sweetie.
Sweetie.
All right. I felt bad because yesterday, Amy and I like Elf and think that's a cool Christmas movie. And the last survey bashed it and put it in the worst movie list.
Yeah, so how dare they?
I searched some other movie lists. Here's a new one out now. And they judge it on how many times Santa's in it, how many Christmas songs, how many Christmas outfits.
And we found the real list because it confirms what we want.
Home Alone is number one. Elf is number two. Followed by Love Actually, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and The Santa Claus. Those are your top five there.
I thoroughly enjoy the Jim Carrey Grinch. I like it.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
I don't like that kind of like body humor that he does, like Ace Ventura. I don't find that funny. I did like Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
It's funny. It's slapstick comedy. It's laugh out loud. You've got to dig slapstick to be able to get into that movie. If you don't like that stupid humor, or if you don't, there's a part of your brain that goes, I can't watch that.
Half the world is slapstick. I'm not entertained.
just naturally slapstick. Yeah. You're right. Staying warm and toasty in the wintertime, always a cozy feeling. When asked, most people said that lying on the sofa wrapped up in blankets and consuming hot drinks is the most cozy thing they know.
Let me upgrade this for you.
All right.
I take my, it's either a double or a queen size air mattress. Plug it into the wall, blows itself up, it's great.
Yeah.
Blow it up, I put an electric blanket down, a regular blanket, and a down comforter.
Nice. Ooh, can I upgrade that even more?
And then I get my snacks and my drinks and I snuggle in there.
Let me upgrade it even more on top of the upgrade. This is outside the window.
Yeah. Oh, that is nice. You got Cheez-Its and wine?
Yeah,
I'll fall in love.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. All right, let's play a round of how much is the celebrity child support?
Okay.
You know, sometimes you hear the amount and you're shocked at how big it is, or you're shocked at how little they're getting by with.
This is monthly payment, or is it annual?
Monthly.
Okay.
Is it
child
what?
Support payment.
Annual.
Monthly child support payments.
Say that better. Yeah.
Folks,
annual.
Folks, Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Has been ordered to pay the following amount in child support.
Okay. That is the one impression he actually just nailed.
Yeah.
His other impressions are terrible. Garbage. That one up top.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
You want to do it again?
Set me up again.
Owen Wilson.
Wow.
has been ordered to pay child support to his ex-girlfriend. She had his baby in October of 2018.
Mm.
Guess how much per month Owen Wilson will be paying in child support? Amy, go.
A month? I'm going to say $5,000.
$5,000, says Amy. Over to Chase.
$5,001, sir.
$25,000 a month
wow.
in child support.
Oh.
Yeah, that is right.
What? $25,000?
$25,000 a month.
What kid is worth that?
Got to maintain that lifestyle they've become accustomed to.
In a year?
Yeah. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's time for the good news story.
And this story quickly went viral because it's an entire kindergarten class inside a courtroom, but it's the good news story. So, of course, they were in there for a good reason. And that reason being a five-year-old boy named Michael. This happened in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. He wanted to bring the class to his adoption hearing. So all the kids, they sat behind him with red construction paper hearts on a wooden stick to show their support. And they watched as the judge approved his adoption for his new parents. So it's so sweet and heart melting to watch. And the dad said that his favorite part was the judge asked the kids, you know, what do you like about Michael? And they're like, we love him. He's my best friend. You know, they all like went around and said something nice, which is so just really sweet. And so Michael's new mom and dad, they've been married for 10 years. Michael's been living with them as a foster child since last Thanksgiving. And his dad said, we didn't have any kids prior to that. So things got pretty chaotic in a hurry.
If I watch those videos on YouTube, they really get to you, man. They'll bring the tears.
They do. And the little boy, they just have a quick thing where it's like a montage of what's happening. And so there's no words, except for he cuts him one time. He's like, I love my new dad.
Oh.
It's those videos and the homecoming ones.
Oh, the soldiers coming home.
Oh, when they surprise the family.
Yeah. Oh, those are some really heart melters there, man. Yeah. And they're all over. And I'm so glad people catch them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad they catch them and put them up there because I love watching them.
Yeah.
You know what I also love watching? It's also along that same vein, if you don't know if you've ever watched it, is when the president presents the Congressional Medal of Honor to a soldier.
Oh, yeah.
You should watch those.
Those
are good, too. All right, good story. 6:55 now. Garth on the show at 7:30 this morning. 5 After Laughter coming.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I remember my first day of kindergarten. I was thinking about it the other day. It's been a long time, but I still remember. You know what? I remember my mom. She didn't tell me anything. No, I got no... She just said, get in there. They're going to feed you a little bit later. That's all she told me. I didn't know what was going on. They started teaching the alphabet. I thought they were reading off the menu. A is for apple. No. B is for banana. Not interested. C is for cake. Cake. D is for dog. What the heck kind of place is this? I don't want to eat dog. E is for elephant. I don't want that either. And I didn't know the answer to the first question. I was kind of scared, and I just sat there quiet. The teacher asked me a question. I just sat there scared, and she came up and started screaming at me. The first day, she's going, are you dense? Just tell us, are you dense or what? I said, it's pronounced Dennis. Get it right.
After Laughter, every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Gail knows everything!
And how it works is we take caller 20-680-WOLF. 93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
Leanne.
We're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up, and you have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dale, your question. Before Vegas was known as Sin City, the title usually went to this city that was a hotspot of corruption, gambling, and prostitution during Prohibition, and it stayed that way until 1960s. What's the city?
I do know what it is. I do know what it is. This is a little town. It's normally associated with Cincinnati, but it's actually in Kentucky. The name of the town is Newport. It's on the Ohio River, Newport, Kentucky.
Brianne, does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I think he's wrong.
Ooh, girl! Does Dale know everything, or is he wrong? Brianne.
Yes?
Say that Dale knows everything.
He knows everything.
There we go. Hey. All right. Dale knows everything. And Brianne, you're getting hooked up with one of our brand new Wolf t-shirts.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 729. Garth Brooks is on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show phone this morning. How you doing, pal?
Oh, man. We're so excited. I'm better than I deserve. Let's just start at the beginning. I'm still the reigning Mr. Yearwood, so that makes me feel good.
Right, right.
And then, just excited. The band's already gone home for Christmas. The crew's going to have to work through Christmas because we got the new stage coming out where it's a full 360 front row stage coming. The guinea pig's going to be Charlotte. We're excited, man. This is going to be a fun night.
Well, you know, nobody puts on a show like Garth Brooks, and you mentioned, you know, being the reigning Mr. Yearwood. It's like, you know, when I talk to you and I think about questions I could ask you that people would be curious about, you know, one of them that comes up is, you know, what's it like to be Garth Brooks? And, of course, you turn it around and he'll tell you what it's like to be Mr. Trisha Yearwood. And I get that. I get that. I mean, I've had a pretty serious crush on her for about 20 years now. But
it's so good, man. People say, you know, what do you do with your day? And here's my choices. My choices are to be with her. That's one of the things you get to do. Another one is you get to play music, either in the studio or get to go on the road. And the third thing, you get to play around the farm with your buddies, just driving big machinery and putting your life in danger the whole time and laughing the whole time doing it. It's just it's so much fun right now in my life. I can't thank God and the people enough for it.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, look, you're a genuine bona fide superstar. 170 million records, more than Elvis, second only to the Beatles in terms of total records sold ever. And I got to ask you, is going into these big stadiums like this, is it still intimidating or is it not?
No, it's intimidating because you still can't fight that first urge and think stadiums. You got to think they're cold, they're distant, they're echoey. But this stadium tour has taught me that stadiums are awesome, man. They're like dive bars, just with a lot more people. But every time you go in, it's almost like it has to prove itself to you again because it just doesn't make any sense. But that first song in, you hear those people singing, and it's like slipping into a warm bath or a great blanket over you and just get ready for 3 hours of nothing but just heaven for me, man. I'm having a great time.
3 hours. Again, we're talking to Garth Brooks. The stadium tour hits Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte on Saturday, May 2nd. Tickets go on sale today. So get your tickets. I hope you've got your account squared away. I, by the way, got the new vinyl. And it's
you did?
And it's awesome.
Thank you, man. We're proud of that. Ian, you have been through this a long time. If you would have told me vinyl was coming back, I would have said, yeah, I don't know what you're smoking, but I'd like some of it. I couldn't believe vinyl came back.
Well, it's great packaging, and by the way, it's 180-gram vinyl for all you vinyl jockeys and gearheads. It's real quality stuff. It's really awesome. So if you want to, if you're a big fan, that's a great Christmas gift. Okay, so I guess that's the end of that segment there. We recorded this yesterday. It's 7:32 now on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Chilly start today. Nice one coming up. Friday, the weekend is finally here. Baby. Yeah, it's nice. And those GAR tickets go on sale today. I hope you get the ones you want. One price for every ticket, by the way.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I'm Dale O'Brien. Amy is with me, and Chase is with me. Amy, I know you got a question for Garth Brooks.
I do have a bunch of questions. Good morning, Garth.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you?
I'm great. So, it just announced, Willie Nelson just announced he's done smoking weed. Have you had a chance to indulge with him prior to him quitting?
If you're around him, you can't help but, you know, it kind of comes with the territory, but... I don't know if you're serious or not, but I'm seriously worried about him if he did say that.
He did say that, and luckily I think we're all on board that at least there's edibles still. So
you know what, man, I gotta tell you, we were at rehearsal at the same time that him and Kacey Musgrave worked with CMAs. Mm. First of all, hats off to Kacey Musgrave. She took care of an icon really well in soundcheck and on the show. What she did for Willie, I would hope someone would do for me. Yeah. The way she treated him. Mm-hmm. But I was really worried about his breathing. You just hear it in his voice. And so mm-hmm. if this is going to help him, then I'm all happy for him.
Chase, you wanted to know what he puts in his coffee, right?
Well, I came up with a better question is, of course, you're Mr. Trisha Yearwood. My question is you. I love food. What is the best thing that she makes?
Oh, my gosh, man. She doesn't make anything that sucks. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. But just the, like, Thanksgiving, we just had it. I was raised on stuffing. She has this thing called, I can't remember, but it's not stuffing for her. And but that with the mashed potatoes, it's just amazing. And then she makes this 7-layer kind of leftover casserole of everything that's left over.
Yeah.
And then you put it in the oven that night and wake up the next morning with a full meal in one casserole. She's the bomb, man.
You know, one thing I wanted.
Oh, it's called dressing. That's
dressing.
It.
There it is. That's
not
it.
Stuffing, it's dressing. Yeah. Yeah, you better know the difference, Hoss. As I call it.
Well, you know, you now you're a 7-time Entertainer of the Year, more than anybody else. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you for it, man. That was a fun night.
Also, I remember when you got the Artist of the Decade. You know, it's like, and I wanted to ask you about this because George got Artist of the Decade, and you gave him the award. And then here you come and get Artist of the Decade, and George comes and gives you the award. And I don't care how big a star, you're a mega star, but to have George Strait give you that, what did that feel like, man?
Are you kidding me? It's George freaking Strait. I mean, this is the whole reason why I got into country music was George Strait. So getting to sit beside him, we got to sing together at a tribute when Dick Clark passed away. George and I got to sing. He sang Cowboy Rides Away, and I sang the dance. And getting to stand next to that guy, sing harmony to him.
Yeah.
I'm trying my best not to just break down and cry because, shit, man, that's like getting to sing with George Jones, Haggard, Buck Owens. I mean, this guy truly is a living legend, and it's pretty neat when he looks at you and just treats you like a regular guy.
Yeah, you guys have got kind of a unique thing because you mentioned him in a song, Park Down by the Creek, where it's George Strait, Real Late, and Dancing Cheek to Cheek, and then here comes Kenny Chesney along and puts your name in a song. That's got to feel good, too.
Yeah, man, that's awfully sweet. Anytime the guys that come after you kind of give you a nod, it makes you feel good because you know what that meant to put George Strait in a song for you. So Kenny's one of those guys that just, he just kind of sneakily goes along because nobody talks about how long Kenny's been in the business. But this guy's been here 100 years. He does stadiums. He does everything. And he's kind of got his own vibe with the cowboy, the beach cowboy kind of thing. So I just love getting to be surrounded by these guys that truly appreciate country music and just treat you like a regular guy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale, O'Brien, Amy, and Chase.
Word up.
Got a great Nimrod News headline for you guys today. You'll be guessing the state.
Okay.
If you need a hint, let me know. Here's your headline today. Woman upset with son's haircut runs over barber.
Could I have a stereotype of the people of the state, please?
Laid back.
I'm going to automatically go to the west and say California.
She nailed it, nailed it.
Ending the week strong.
28-year-old woman named Ruby Delgadillo from Brentwood, California, which is a pretty good neighborhood, by the way. There's a restaurant in Brentwood called The Pony. If you're ever there, go there.
The Pony?
Pony.
Oh, Pony.
Filet mignon meatballs. That's all I'll say.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh. So anyway, earlier this week, she took her son to the barbershop, get a haircut. It's a pretty normal thing to do. Well, apparently she was not happy with the haircut's outcome the 63-year-old barber gave her son. She argued with the barber loudly and then went outside to write down the license plate number of her Prius. He was afraid she was going to maybe damage the store or something.
Yeah.
So he goes out and writes her license number down. Well, she didn't like that. So she got in her car and ran over him. In fact, she rammed him through the glass window of the store next to the barbershop.
No.
He needed surgery for a badly broken leg, and she fled the scene, and the cops still haven't found
him. Wow.
I mean, did he not get the license plate before she ran over him?
They know her name. She has a child. Doesn't her kid go to school somewhere?
She's in an appointment book somewhere because she made an appointment to have the haircut. Anyway, cops are trying to track her down. Come on, LAPD. We expect better. She's going to be charged with assault with a deadly weapon, by the way.
Well, did her son's haircut look like it had no sideburns?
I literally Googled because I want to see the kid's haircut.
Yeah.
That's because, listen, if you can really mess up. I've had it happen. I've walked out of places and been like, no, I have to go somewhere else.
If you walk out looking like Chase and his sideburns, that might warrant running over somebody.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
The good thing is on Friday, we mix it up and we do five fun facts for Friday to kick off your weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Amy, for moving that mic there.
Did you just call me Mom?
No, I was going to call you Mike. That's because it's Mike.
They're one and the same.
Mike, Amy,
One's a male version, one's a female version.
We're not doing this. We're not starting this.
Yeah, we are. All right, so five fun facts for Friday. Your first fun fact. There is nothing in the official Major League Baseball rules that force players to wear hats, but yet they all do.
Probably helps with blocking the sun out.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I was thinking, what if they all wear cowboy hats?
That probably sounds like some video you've recently searched in the past.
Showed up in my YouTube algorithm. Don't worry about that.
I don't think it was YouTube, if you know what I'm saying.
Nah.
It was another tube.
It was you. There's another word.
Another word on the end of that.
Funny. Wu-Tang Clan were the first rappers to have their own clothing line when they launched WuWare in the mid-90s.
WuWare. Did you have a WuWare shirt?
No, I did not. I did. I believe I did at some point growing up have a Champion shirt, which... Now.
You're ahead of the game. You were ahead of the game for sure.
The refrigerator door alarm, and he predicted Champion was going to really pop off.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm here, to be honest with you.
True. We absolutely have no idea why you are here either. What's number three?
I'm telling you, one of these days I'm going to get in a fist fight, and it's going to be awesome.
Sorry, little old three down here can't cope with five talking to me on the look scale. Whatever. During a battle at a park between England and Ireland in 1916, there was a ceasefire every single day so park employees could feed the ducks.
Can't starve the duckies.
No, you can't.
That's how soft those two are, though.
Yeah.
Hey, let's stop. Gotta feed the ducks. And they just sit there and look at each other.
Oi.
Oi.
Oh, we gotta feed the ducks. They out here quacking. With some bread.
Could we just go to the next one, please?
Damn! out. It's Friday. Have fun.
Have fun.
Learn to love life again.
Have fun, Boomer.
I love having fun, but that wasn't that much fun to me. It wasn't.
Whatever. Wow. Here's your fourth fun fact for the day. 80% of the population of the United States lives within a two-hour flight of Atlanta.
Yeah, it's all one ways out of there.
That's right. We're out.
Get me out. This is such a long wait. That airport is nuts, man.
That is. They have that speed tube thing that rockets you to the next. It's
the
crazy
rail
how fast
thing?
That goes.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. You start falling back when it takes off.
When I lived there, it was like, oh, my gosh. I hated flying in.
Yeah. Last but not least, if two pieces of the same type of metal touch in space, they will bond and be permanently stuck together.
Is that called docking?
No, it's not, and you can explain that later to whoever calls in. So there's, you know what? That's your five fun facts for Friday. Next.
You got a lot to Urban Dictionary.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.